We're going to bring you an incredible story of survival.
Love this.
It's a family gathering for the 4th of July at the home of 83-year-old Penny Dupree in Hunt. Now, Hunt's where Camp Mystic is located.
Yeah, right in the heart of it.
Kind of the epicenter. Well, the water started to rise early in the morning on July 4th. There were 9 people inside that house, and all 9 made it out. Unbelievable. Tad and Gina Dupree, they live in Irving. They were there visiting Tad's mother, and they're joining us live right now on KRLD. Guys, good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
It's been 1 week, and we were saying earlier, it must seem like a month or two since this.
It is very surreal. That is absolutely correct.
How y'all hanging in there?
You know, we know that we're blessed and we are very grateful to be alive. But people are like, I'm glad you're okay. And I'm like, we are anything but okay at this point in time. So, but we appreciate you having us on. So we want
you guys, I guess when did you first realize at what point in the morning did you look out and say, we got a problem here?
You know, it's thanks to Tad's mom, Penny, who woke up in the night, and when she went into the bathroom, she realized there was a plumbing issue. And we've had plumbing issues recently, and so it was top of mind for her personally. So she came and knocked on our door immediately. And when we walked out and started to see water coming into the house at a fast pace, we realized pretty quickly in about 10 minutes that we had an issue. Woke everybody up, told them, get your shoes on, get in the loft. And so it happened really quickly.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Talk about what?
Yeah, talk about exactly what happened next and how you guys were able to get out.
Sure. So once we realized it wasn't a plumbing problem, I looked out on the front porch and I saw the river going along my mom's front porch. And it just contextually, when you see that at 3 o'clock in the morning after just waking up, you just can't wrap your head around it. I actually cracked the door and water started to rush in and I slammed the door and locked it. And that's when, you know, we garnered the troops and said, put your shoes on, get up in the loft. The doors blew off while we were going up there. And so mom and I had to fight our way through all the furniture and logs and everything that were coming in the front door.
Wow.
And then, you know,
I think part of it, too, was we had water from the river on one side and then coming down the hill on the other side.
Yeah.
So the house was getting it from both sides.
Ordinarily, how close is that house to the river ordinarily?
150 yards.
So a footfall in half, basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we're far away. Look, we got a warning at 6 o'clock the night before. We got a warning at 1 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and was like, man, we're not going to be able to get across the Schumacher crossing today because the flood's going to happen. And that just means stay away from the normal places that are getting flooded. This was unprecedented. This was unbelievable. So,
so you get up to the loft.
We do get up to the loft. We say our Father who art in heaven and a couple Hail Marys. And we're just like going, there's no way that the water's going to get up here. And within 20 minutes, it's within a foot to 6 inches of getting to where we are. And we're like, we have to make a plan. And so we try to go out the roof. And I realize we have a metal roof. And so then we pivot and say, let's go through, let's make a hole in the wall. And so I take my pocket knife and cut a hole in the sheetrock. We punch our fist through it. Justin Lewis and Grantham Akerley. Grantham's my son-in-law, and Justin is my youngest daughter's boyfriend, all adults. All three of us and my daughter Tabitha ripped out the sheetrock, ripped out the stuff, and then started. We had some buoys from lobster traps that were used as decorations, and we used those as battering rams. And, you know, we each took our turn. It took about 20 minutes for us to beat a small hole through the wood, and then there was like construction wrapping around the house. So it was impossible to get through that. So if we hadn't had the pocket knife, we wouldn't have been able to cut a hole. And, I mean, it was a group effort. if Justin and Grantham and Tabby and I hadn't been there, I don't know what would have happened. But we got about an 18-inch hole. You want to take it?
Went through the hole. The water was up to about a foot below the hole, which is the roof above the roof line of the house. So we each one at a time went through the hole and fell into the water and swam over to the roof and were able to crawl up the roof. This includes passing our one-year-old daughter, granddaughter, and our three-year-old grandson and swimming with them up there. And then we're able to get up to the roof. But we're stuck up there for about an hour and a half in lightning, thunder, on a metal roof. So we were just singing the songs of our mass to calm each other and just
hallelujah
babies. Yeah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. I mean, you know, we were protected. We may not have been protected like we wanted to be protected, but we were protected. And, and so, but now, you know, we have 10 minutes here. I believed we were going to die. And my mom will tell you that she didn't think we were going to die, but I had no idea. Right. So, and it, you know, we're all a little whacked out at
that
the moment.
I was going to ask you, because when we first got you on, we asked you how you're doing, and you said, frankly, not too well. What goes through your mind a week later? I mean, given all the death and destruction
we're still racing the scenario through. I mean, I'm waking up in the middle of the night with water dreams and can't reach my granddaughter. But I could, right? But
and then our hearts are with those that are still down there, you know, those that are waiting to find out the status of loved ones, those that are working tirelessly to do everything they can for the people, for this, you know, the cleanup, all the things. And we're up here kind of in this bubble, and it's a little hard. So we feel like we really want to do whatever we can to get as much help to that area as possible.
Yep. And we see, you know, people on social media and people in the media, you know, trying to affix blame or whatever. And, you know, we're Texans. We don't blame people for anything. We show up when the floods rise, so do we. And there is no way anyone could have predicted what this was. We've been going down there for 45 years. And this type of thing was such a fluke. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are like, oh, well, this river has done this. Yeah, it's done it 50 times. It's done it 5 times in my lifetime. And guess what? Every one of those times is just, hey, avoid the low river water crossings and, you know, stay back. And don't drive through water. But this was something way different. So,
and we definitely want to learn from this, learn from this and fix it. But let's pull together as a community.
Yep.
And I love that our Texas culture of faith and community is on display for the world to see. It's one of the things
God,
I cherish,
man.
And
awesome.
Praise God
for that.
Seven adults, 2 babies, and
you got your dogs out too.
And the dogs too.
Yeah.
Yep, the dogs made it too.
Absolutely. Yep. That's important.
God's will.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Guys, listen, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to speak with us. This is just an amazing story. You know, you guys are lucky that entire house didn't just come off off the foundation and float down the river.
Like you said, you were protected, man.
Once we got on the roof, we didn't share that part of the story, but once we got on the roof and thought we were safe, the house started to disintegrate, and you could hear it.
Yep.
And we had to look at each other and go, all right, what's the plan when the house goes?
So we had our eyes on a tree. That's where we were going to go.
Yep. But it didn't crumble.
Thank God for that. 1 week. It's just incredible. Guys, again, I appreciate it. That is Tad and Gina Dupree. They live in Irving. They were there. A whole extended family and a couple of dogs and a baby. I didn't rip a 1-year-old
baby.